Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
The chances are very good that right now, at this very moment, you are driving your partner away from you, and you don't even know it. Hey there, it's Susan Winter, here to talk to you about something that so many of you do. I know I've had girlfriends that have done this. I've had clients that have done this. I've had guys that have done this. I need to tell you to not do this thing. Far too many of you who listen to videos on YouTube and who have a healthy, inquisitive mind and want to be a great partner, want to be excellent in your relationships and want to learn about dating and relationships. You listen to podcasts, you read books, and you're watching YouTube, and you have a lot of information. And maybe you go to therapy, and you're really working on yourself, and you know how to diagnose things. But you tend to take that knowledge into your relationship, and you start psychoanalyzing your partner. This is a very dangerous thing, and I have watched the evolution of how this plays out in a personal relationship, in romantic relationships. It's great that you have that knowledge, and it's great that you want to help your partner. A good partner, we are there to support each other. We're there to help each other get through certain events and to be the best cheerleader and to encourage our partner to be their better selves. But there is a distinct difference between psychoanalyzing and calling out a behavior. Psychoanalyzing and making your partner uncomfortable, this unsolicited information from a non-professional, where suddenly they feel very much exposed and uncomfortable. Imagine if somebody were doing it to you. And I know that your intention is to illuminate this information that's going to make the relationship better, but there is a far better way to do it. So I'm going to ask you, before you want to start revealing what this person has and how they're doing this, and you can see this in that pattern, before you start calling them out, let's go back to what you need to say, because aren't you really primarily concerned with the outcome? Aren't you looking to have a better connection with your partner? This is not the way to do it. I guarantee you one thing will happen, and if you've done this, you know. The romance goes right out of the window. The more you correct, nag, insult, call attention to whatever this thing is, your sex life is going to take a nosedive. Because that person no longer feels comfortable. They start to feel inadequate. They just want to be away from you. It is the most repulsive thing you can do. Well, not the most repulsive, but a very, very repulsive thing. So let's reframe this. You see something in your partner, you're dying to let them know. One, why are you telling them? Is it really about them? Is it really for their benefit? Are you completely removed from this situation? Are you noticing that they're undermining themselves when they're talking to an associate or to their boss, and you want to explain to them, honey, I saw you doing this. You kind of didn't make yourself look too good. You know, I worried, why don't you think about saying it this way? You know, you could say it in a better way and have a better result with your boss. This would help you. Yes, it would help them. But aren't you actually doing it because you want them to fix something that's affecting you? Because they're going to read that intention. So one, what is your intention? Is it truly to help them because you are seeing something they're doing where they're getting in their own way? All right. No, it's about you. So how could you present this differently? Okay. Firstly, very simple formula. What do you want to say? Condense it into clear, simple language. Get it down to three or four sentences. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I am feeling. This is how it's affecting me. This is what I would prefer to have happen. Can we talk about this? Can we find another way around this? That's how you present the issue, the problem. If they're doing something that's bothering you, rather than putting a name on it and giving them a label and making them feel that they're somehow defective, because you're really not a therapist. You may be very close to one, but you're not. And so this is not going to be productive for you. We want to do things in our relationship that have a positive outcome for your partner and yourself. Another thing that you really should be doing: why is this bothering me? Is this a them thing or is this a me thing? Is something my partner is doing making me feel uncomfortable because I didn't take care of myself? Am I foisting this upon them because, you know what, they're here, I'm not satisfied with a lot of things in my life and I'm kind of just irritated with them and they're right here and I'm going to just take it out on them? What's the reason behind it? It's always much easier to adjust ourselves. And oftentimes, when we are looking at a problem in the relationship that's driving us nuts, the best fix is to really take a look at, where are we in this process? How are we contributing to it? Breaking your boundaries? Did you tell them that this thing bothers you? They're not psychic. Did you do your job to advocate for yourself? Did you tell them what you want and what you need and let them have an opportunity to do that? And did you tell them how you would like it to be instead? Again, they're not mind readers. Oftentimes, when we are seeing something that's bothering us and we dial it back and we take a look at ourselves, we can see where we lost control of ourselves. Are we just feeling anxious today? Are we frustrated with our career? Are we starting to pick on them because it's so much easier than to admit that we're discontent with ourselves? So when you do that work, all the stuff you wanted them to change, fix, do, oftentimes you will find that this impossible situation that drove you crazy is something that when you do your inner adjustments to really take care of yourself and take a look at what this issue is for you, it will either be minimized or completely eradicated. It is a teeter-totter. I know that's not a terribly scientific methodology, but I describe it like this. You've got two people, and if you're way on this end and you're demanding that this person come toward you, the best thing you can do on a teeter-totter when you want something to change in the dynamic, you have to adjust your position. Because on a teeter-totter, when you adjust your position, guess what? They automatically have to shift. You're in a locked situation here. Somebody has to shift. It might as well be you because you know how to do it. But you shift your position somehow to the positive that's right for you. They will either rebalance in accordance or they fall off. But it's your choice. So I beg you, don't label them. Don't dissect them. Don't psychoanalyze them. If you want a great relationship, take a look at the issue, take a look at yourself, and really be mindful on how you present this. If you want a loving, passionate, fabulous relationship, always express yourself, but do it in the proper way. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to chat me up, check out the consultation page on my site. Got a lot of great resources there. Breakup Triage. Allowing Magnificence, and I have my podcast, The Susan Winter Show, and great interviews for you. So I wish you well and happy dating.